From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Natasha Vaughn is reporting for Columbia Green Media. As COVID-19 cases and deaths continue to rise, Columbia Green and other Capital Region counties are in need of volunteers to assist at vaccination points of distribution known as PODs. Albany Medical Center is the coordinator for the network's Capital Region Hub, and it has been developing plans for distribution across Albany, Columbia Green, Rensselaer, Saratoga, Schenectady, Warren, and Washington counties. About 1 million people in New York will need to be vaccinated, and hundreds of volunteers will be needed to accomplish this task. According to Albany Med, licensed practical nurses, licensed pharmacists, midwives, dentists, certain dental hygienists, podiatrists, and emergency medical technicians can volunteer to administer vaccinations. Columbia County Department of Health Director Jack Mabb estimates the county will need at least 60 non-medical volunteers to assist at the pods. He said they are in the process of developing at least four teams of people to work at the vaccination sites, and each team will need about 15 non-medical volunteers. Pods will also have other volunteers with a medical background and members of the County Department of Health facilitating inoculations. Mabb said, and I quote, "If anybody out there wants to help with the vaccination, you don't have to be a medical person to volunteer. We need people at the vaccination pods to help with what we call flow facilitation," end quote. Mabb said, in addition to volunteers with a medical background to do the actual vaccinations, there is also a need for volunteers to take information and help with registration. The state wants county health department staff and medical volunteers at vaccination pods to be inoculated against the virus, but Mabb said the state has not indicated if other volunteers working in a non-medical capacity will also be eligible to receive a COVID vaccine at this time. Anyone wanting to volunteer to help with COVID vaccinations can sign up through ServeNY on the state website health.ny.gov. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. William J. Kimball is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Joseph Carolus, alleged illegal dumper from Saugerties, recently delivered at least five loads of dirt to a property on East Ridge Drive in the town of Kingston, making a mess of some roads in the process, town officials say. Town Supervisor Paul Landy said the dirt was delivered November 6 to 175 East Ridge Drive, a property owned by Mary Donovan. Carolus has been cited by the state for the illegal dumping of debris in landfills in Saugerties and is suspected of illegal dumping in the Woodstock hamlet of Shady. Landy said, and I quote, "I'm gathering a little bit more information, especially from the state police," end quote, adding that he previously was unaware of the extent of the problem found by state environment officials at Carolus' debris processing facility and landfills in Saugerties. Landy said the town of Kingston has had trouble getting Carolus to pay for cleaning up dirt that spilled on roads in the town during one of the deliveries to the Donovan property. Town highway officials said a trail of dirt coated a stretch of about 6 miles on Sawkill Zena Road, Jockey Hill Road, Hill Road, and East Ridge Drive. Kingston Highway Superintendent Edward Moore said it took about 3 hours to clear the dirt. Moore added the dirt trail included rocks that were road hazards. A man answering the phone at Carol's number this week claimed to be unaware of the incident, and he hung up on a reporter when asked about similar dumping at 10 Church Road in Woodstock. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Bill Williams is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Cairo Fire Chief Ray Fimmel said a family of five is homeless after a fire tore through their two-story home in Cairo during the afternoon of Wednesday, January 6. There were no reported injuries. At approximately 12:44 p.m., Greene County 911 dispatched the Cairo Fire Department to 352 Route 20 after receiving reports that the house was on fire. The first firefighters to arrive on the scene found a working structure fire, and a request for mutual aid went out to neighboring fire companies. 10 departments from Greene County fought the blaze on the second floor of the home and were able to knock down the blaze after 1 hour and 15 minutes. Fennell said the home's occupants, 2 adults and 3 children, and their dogs were able to make it out of the house safely. The residents plan to find another place to live while the home is being repaired, Fennell said. The steep, snow-covered driveway made it difficult to get trucks close to the house. The building sustained extensive fire damage on the second floor and water damage on the first floor. The chief said the cause of the fire was electrical in nature. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced this week he will include the legislation of mobile sports, betting, and retail cannabis in the state budget. Cuomo is scheduled to give his State of the State address Monday, January 11th. He is looking to raise new revenue in the spending plan this year amid a budget gap widened by the COVID-19 pandemic. The governor's plan for allowing gamblers to wager on the outcome of sporting events through smartphones and tablets will likely disappoint casinos because the proposal could cut them out of the action. Cuomo said at a news conference, and I quote, "We want to do sports betting the way the state runs the lottery, where the state gets the revenue," end quote. New York's 4 commercially operated casinos are allowed to take bets on sporting events and pay out winnings, but they cannot run mobile betting. Marijuana legislation has stalled for several years amid disagreements over the specifics of how a program would be taxed and operated, as well as how communities that would have been impacted by harsh drug laws would benefit from the legislation. Cuomo said, and I quote, "I think that should have been passed years ago. I think too many people have been incarcerated and punished," end quote. Read the full story at NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.